Welcome to another message of hope from Gateway Family Church. For more information or to contact us, please visit gateway.asn.au.
It is standing this morning because of Jesus. We gather here this morning because of Jesus. He is everything, our all in all, and our focus for this morning. I want to read to you from the scripture as we stand here, from the letter that Paul wrote to the church in Colossians. Let us declare today the eternal truth about Jesus, who is the Christ, that he is the visible image of invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him God created everything, in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we cannot see, such as thrones and kingdoms and rulers and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything. For God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ, and through him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. He is. Let's pray. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we declare today that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Grant, we pray, that we might be grounded and settled in this truth as we welcome the coming of your Holy Spirit into our hearts. What we do not know, reveal to us. What is lacking within us, make complete. The direction you would have us go, confirm in our minds. And keep us blameless in your service. We declare today and every day, he is Lord, for the sake of your church and your kingdom. In Christ's name we pray, and all God's people said, amen and amen. Please be seated. Thank you, choir. Thank you, creative team. Welcome to 100% Church. Welcome to 100% Jesus. Whatever it is that you're facing, whatever it is that you may be up against, God himself proclaims to you today that he is everything and all you will ever need. No matter what it is, there are no exceptions. If you have a physical need this morning, he is your Jehovah Rapha, your healer. If you have an emotional need this morning, he is your counselor. If you have a financial need, he is Jehovah Jireh, your provider. If you're tired and weary from the weight of the world, he is your comfort and rest. If you need freedom from worry and doubt, he is Jehovah Shiloh, your peace of mind. If you need direction and purpose, he is El Shaddai. He is Almighty God. Today, we're here to proclaim that he is. He is all-knowing. There is nothing you could tell God that would surprise him. God has heard it all. God has seen it all. But he longs for you to pray to him and to talk with him anyway. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He has always existed, before time itself, and he lives forever. He is the Eternal One. He knows your past, and he sees your future as history complete, and he still loves you. So if this is who he is, the first thing that I wanted to say to you this morning is, you are loved. You are loved. You are loved. The Apostle John, whom the Bible refers to as the one that Jesus loved, of all the disciples, wrote this for us. He said, "Let us continue to love each other, since love comes from God. He is love. So you can't know him if you don't love. This is how God showed his love for us. God sent his only Son into the world so we might live through him." This is the kind of love we're talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they've done to our relationship with God. His love is unconditional. It's independent of our thought, independent of our action. We can't earn it. We don't deserve it. Think about that for just a moment. He loves you. He loves you. The God of all creation, the supreme being in and above the universe, loves you. Sometimes we use that word a little bit softly, don't we? You're loved. You go, oh yeah, whatever. But just think about that for a sec. We're not just talking about a human kind of love. The supreme creator knows you and loves you. He is love. To fully experience God's love and grace and mercy, we must love him too. And when you embrace his grace and mercy, you actually begin to understand that following Jesus is so much more than finding religion. Finding God, as they say. Knowing God and relating to him it's a seatbelt experience. An exciting adventure. If you follow Jesus and it's not that way for your life, you're sitting there going, well, I'm not having a seatbelt experience, can I encourage you to raise your expectations? Because God is able to exceed them. Because he is. So many think that religion is boring. And you know what? I think they're right. I think religion is boring. But life through Jesus, life with God through his Son is not about religion, but about relationship. And it's anything but boring. A life following Jesus is dynamic and exciting. The question is, how exciting do you want it to be? Do you have a relationship with Jesus? Do you want it to be dynamic? How exciting do you want your relationship with God to be? Because he loves you and he wants an exciting relationship with you. You know, I began to think about this many, many, many weeks ago. And I started thinking, you know, what if more people knew the whole story? What if more people knew, instead of just the bits and pieces that sort of get out about God and here and there, what if they knew the whole thing rather than what people think they know about God? You see what I'm saying? What about if we knew the whole story instead of just the little bits and pieces that we grab onto to keep our life together? I don't think there'd be enough room in this church or in any church this morning. I don't think there'd be any room. It would be 100% church every Sunday of every week in every church if we could really glimpse who he is. Church doors would be knocked down by people wanting to come and worship the one, the great I am. For he is able. He is the good shepherd. His love searches for you. It seeks you out. It pursues you every second of every day. He is the good shepherd. We may think we're seeking God. Some of you here, I know, many of you here are not yet followers of Jesus, but we're so glad you're here to hear about him and move in that journey. Because that's what we're here for as a church, to tell people about Jesus beyond anything else that we do. then you may think that you're seeking God. And that may be your intention, and it's not a bad intention. But can I say you that Jesus is not the one who's lost? We may think that we're seeking God, but Jesus is not the one who's lost. We're the lost ones. We're the lost ones. Perhaps humans are more lost now than they have ever been in history. We are lost. I remember the first time that I realized this. I was in a little Methodist church in Melbourne. You know, one of those little cream brick buildings with the pews and everything. And the minister was speaking about Jesus the shepherd, I think. And it started me thinking. I was not yet a follower of Jesus. And I went, so I think I'm here doing God a favor, turning up and asking about his well-being and singing a few Razzy songs to cheer him up. But he's looking for me. He's searching for my heart. That was a game changer for me. Right in that moment, I right-sized who I was and who God is, and I saw a huge gap. And I knew in that moment that he is and always will be. If this is who God is, if God is the same today, yesterday, today, and forever, if he is that God to that young man in that church long time ago, then he is today. And it means not only are you loved, but you're wanted. Think about that for a minute. You're not just loved, you are wanted. Jesus said, today salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save which was lost. Son of Man, Jesus, that which was lost, you and me, the whole world. God is searching for us. He's not just searching for your salvation. He's searching for your significance. You are wanted and loved by the Creator of the universe. And he is only waiting for you and me to respond to him in faith. And you might say, well, Rick, I've already done that. You know, I'm a follower of Jesus. I asked him into my life when I was a small boy or a small girl, and that's great. But did you know that God is still seeking you? Did you know that you are still loved? Did you know that you are still wanted? And God has a plan for your life far beyond anything that you can imagine. He's seeking you every minute of every day. And the only thing that's keeping you and I from a fully developed experience of God in this life is us. It's us. It's you and it's me. And when I think about these things, when I think about the love of God, when I think about the desires of God for humanity, the human race that he created, constant, forever, it just makes me wonder, how would we ever do life without him? How do people do that? How do people go through life with its ups and downs, its circumstances, its pains, its challenges? How do people go through life without a God that loves them and wants them and is calling them for significance? I don't know how people do that. I did that for a long time. But not anymore, because he is. Do you know the story of David and Goliath? Even if you're not a church person, you've probably heard about the little shepherd boy with the slingshot who killed the giant in Jewish history. It's a great story. It's a great story of bravery and courage. A small shepherd boy, perhaps an 11-foot high, maybe 10-foot plus high guy, Goliath of Gath. Massive warrior. Armor-plated, you know, a spear that the average human couldn't even lift. And David takes him down. Do you know the story? Have you ever wondered what happened immediately after that? I was thinking about that this week. Maybe I'm just a little weird. But wouldn't it be hard to beat that experience? You know, you're just a young person. You know, and all of a sudden, bam, you're the BOG for the Jesus team or the Jewish team. You know, like you're the... You take out the giant. You had your moment, and yet you're only a young man. Ever wondered what happened the next day? Ever think about that? Slay a giant. Yeah, it's pretty good. Eat some food, go to sleep, wake up the next morning. He wakes up a hero, is what he wakes up. A national hero. And so he gets out of bed the next morning, puts his feet on the ground, rolls up his mat maybe. What do you think he's thinking? What do you think David's thinking the day after being the giant killer and saving his nation, in front of the whole nation, in front of the king? What do you think he's thinking? This is what I think he's thinking as I read the scripture and I understand the story. I think he stood up and went, okay, God, what's next? I think he stood up and went, what do you got in mind for me today? I really do. He wasn't there basking in glory. You know, I can dine on this for a few months. You know, maybe I could, you know, get a leave pass on my shepherd duties. I think David went, good one, God. You helped me yesterday. What do you got for me today? And I say that because if you read the scriptures, David knew his life was significant, not because of the things that he did, but because of who his God is. His whole story as a shepherd boy with the lions and the bears and, you know, the animals that attack the flock, and his disciplines and his love and his music and his relationship with God went beyond anything that God asked him to do or that he was able to achieve. I think David knew well before the day he met Goliath that God loved him, that God sought a relationship with him, and that he had purposed him for significance. If this is who God is, and if he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, as the Bible tells us he is, it means we are significant to him. You are significant. We are loved. We're wanted. And we're significant. Jesus spoke about this kind of idea many times. And in the Gospel of John, it's recorded that Jesus said, I tell you the truth. And when Jesus says that, you know it's true, and you better pay attention. He says, anyone who believes in me will do the same works as I have done and greater works. Can you think about that for a minute? If you follow Jesus, if you've accepted Christ into your heart, you're a Christian, real Christian. Jesus is saying, you're going to do greater things than I did. I pondered that for a long time. How could you be greater than Jesus? Well, we're not greater than Jesus in the sense of his reign and royalty. But he was here on earth in ministry for 3 years. He was 33 when he died. And so I think he was foretelling the power of the Holy Spirit. And he changed a section of the Middle East, but then it rolled out throughout the world. And indeed, his followers reached more people than he ever did in 3 years. Which is not to limit the power of God at all, because it was his power working through us, but that's what I think that dynamic means. He says, because I'm going to go to be with the Father, he says. But you guys and you girls, you get to do far greater things than I had time to do. You can ask for anything in my name, he says, and I will do it. so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. You see, Jesus returned to heaven and sat at the right hand of the Father to intercede for you and to show the Father, those who follow him, look, Dad, look what they're doing in your name. Isn't it great? It's far greater than I could do just in 3 years. They know you're able, Dad. Isn't that wonderful? That's the Jesus that we follow. He is the center of everything that this church does. Everything. Without Jesus, we would not be here this morning. The church around the world would not exist, and neither would this congregation. We exist because he is. His power is more than enough to transform you from ordinary to extraordinary. It is. He is more than enough to lead you into a significant life beyond imagining. How much do you want that is the only question. One moment in God's presence can turn any situation around, no matter what it is, because he is. And get this. This will knock your socks off. The same power that set David towards significance, shepherd boy became king, the same power that set David towards significance is still available to you today. And if you are a follower of Christ, that power resides within you. But I suspect in many of us it's yet untapped. The same power that changed the disciples into mighty men of God is still available to you today. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is still available to you today. It only remains for us to settle that in our hearts and let that flow through our hands for that to be real. Isn't it time we lived according to that reality, church? Isn't it time we lived according to that reality and not the reality or the unreality, the standards of the world? Isn't it time we rose above that? Isn't it time, beyond time, that we lived 100% church? Isn't it time we lived 100% Jesus? 100% of the time. Not sure how many percent that leaves out. Probably none. So I could just say all of the time, but 100% seems relevant today. Because of who God is. Because of who he is. Isn't it time? Ask yourself this morning as you sit here. Is it time for 100% church? We are loved. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. No thing. We wanted. He's seeking us and he's constantly searching our hearts. And we are significant. He has a purpose for your life beyond imagining. Would you stand with me? Thank you. In a minute, we're going to sing along with that He Is song. The words will be on the screen. And if today you're saying it's time for 100% me, you, for 100% Jesus, for 100% church, then you sing this as an anthem to God with your voice from your heart. So who is he? Who is this Jesus? What can we know of him? He is the Almighty One, the Alpha and the Omega, the author and perfecter of our faith, the bread of life, the bright morning star, the beloved Son of God. He's the chief cornerstone, and he is faithful and true. He's our great high priest. He's the head of the church, the great I am. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He's the King of Kings, the Lamb of God, the light of the world, the Lion of Judah. He is Messiah, the Mighty One, our peace, our hope, and our love. He is prophet, priest. He is our Redeemer. He is risen Lord, our rock, the sacrifice for our sins, our Savior. He is the Son of Man. He is supreme creator over all. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the door, the way, and the word. He is the true vine. He is the truth. He is victorious. He is wonderful counselor. He is mighty God. He is everlasting Father. He is Prince of Peace. He is Lord of Lords. He is. He truly is. He is all this, and he is so much more. And because he is, he alone is worthy of our worship and our praise and the dedication of our lives 100%. Not donating time, but living time with him, because he is Jesus. He is Jesus. He is. He is.
Thanks for listening to this message from Gateway Family Church. We hope you join us again for another great message next week. For more information or to contact us, head to gateway.asn.au.